Daily lines surrounding the local grocery stores are a challenge for all San Antonians, but for Ryan Flipson, who suffers from spina bifida, it's more than an annoyance. It's an impossibility.
You know, to stand on my crutches for a very long period of time, it's very taxing for us. It would wipe us out for the whole day. We'd come home and we'd crash.
For him and one in seven San Antonians living with disabilities, the current pandemic has thrown their lives into disorder. It makes transportation difficult and access to things like food and medical supplies and even services questionable. When it comes to food, Flipson's tried delivery services from the local grocery stores, but like many across the city, the basic staples are often left out. Then there's restaurant delivery.
We can afford a little expense, but these other friends of ours that are on more limited income than we are can't afford to be doing the traditional Uber Eats or Favor and paying $15-$20 for a meal every night.
More than 80% of the disabled community is unemployed, relying on a fixed income. Michael Guajardo works for Lighthouse for the Blind. He's legally blind and says the big thing for him is transportation. Unlike many of us who have our own cars, he can use Via Trans, which serves the disabled, or Uber and Lyft. But he's worried.
And honestly, I mean, you don't know what sort of actions Via might be taking in terms of trying to wipe things down, disinfect things.
That goes for Uber and Lyft, too. But for many severely disabled, the concern isn't about food and transportation. It's about access to services and medical supplies. COVID-19 has upended the treatment for Tracy Luan's son, Mason. The 8-year-old is extremely immunosuppressed and regularly has respiratory problems. His parents have canceled his in-clinic therapies, they've canceled his in-home teacher, they even changed how his in-home nurses enter the house. Luan walks us through it, first in the garage.
So they've closed the garage and they now enter the mudroom. And in the mudroom, we've changed it into a changing room. So we have a mirror, they sanitize their hands, they remove their clothes, put on the clothes that they've left here that we've already washed and laundered, sanitize again.
Then they enter Mason's room.
Mason, can you say hi to everybody? Well, that was nice of you.
Mason suffers from bilateral schizencephaly, which means he had a stroke in utero and was born with a quarter of his brain. Left him blind and nonverbal.
Oh, well, there's a smile.
Luan says Sunday was a good day for him.
There you go, with a smile. Yeah.
Mason recently had brain surgery, putting him at additional risk of disease. He's so susceptible that we decided to have his mother record these moments and answer with her cell phone rather than in person. Otherwise, we connected via Skype.
And so it's really shrunken kind of the circle of and the bubble that we're living in as compared to daily life.
Finding nurses hasn't been an issue yet, but because of medical supply shortages, the nursing agency said they couldn't provide masks, gloves, or disinfecting wipes anymore.
You know, I see so many people freaking out about toilet paper, and I'm like, I'm not worried about toilet paper. I'm worried about the ability to wipe down all of my son's medical equipment, that the nurses have gloves in order to care for him, and not transmit from one person to the other.
The family has enough masks for now, but they're going through them quickly. It isn't clear what they'll do when they run out. This pandemic hasn't showed much sign of slowing down in the U.S. Many in the disabled community are hunkering down for an uncertain future. I'm Paul Flav in San Antonio.